almost one-third of workers would change jobs, even if it meant taking a pay cut, if their remote working preferences are not facilitated. That's according to the latest National Remote Working Survey of nearly 8,500 workers, which shows that 95% of people surveyed believe working remotely has made their lives easier. Alma McCarthy is Professor of Public Sector Management and Head of the J.E. Cairn School of Business and Economics at NUI Galway. Professor McCarthy, good morning. Tell us more about what you found in your survey.
Good morning, Gavin. Yes, so this is the third annual survey that we have done here at NUI Galway in conjunction with the Western Development Commission, looking at remote and hybrid working. So we were interested in getting people's experiences of hybrid and remote a couple of years on from COVID. So that was the genesis of our very first study. But what we're looking at now is a different context and looking at how the experience of hybrid and remote working will continue into the future. We are looking at a subset, if you like, of the working population, that those who are in roles that do lend themselves to the possibility of hybrid working. So some very interesting findings in terms of the plans for the future. You know, over 60% will work hybrid, and that's been confirmed by a half of the respondents. Organisations have already made that decision, and 30% of respondents are actually going to work fully remotely. So we've a lot of data around when, you know, what the working patterns will be, and for the majority they'll be working 2 to 3 days a week on site, and then the rest of the time remotely. A lot of those will be working from home in that context.
And why do people, the people that you surveyed, prefer or like remote working?
There's lots of advantages. I suppose one of the biggest ones we see is the reduction in commute time, and using that time that is saved in the commute for doing other things. So, for example, we asked what were the activities that respondents spent their time saved on commuting on, and the top one was household duties, the second is exercise, the third is spending more time working on their main job. So that's one real positive. The other is greater flexibility in terms of how they manage the various domains and responsibilities in their lives. So they're kind of the headline advantages, if you like.
What does your survey tell us about if people have moved because they're working from home, and where they've moved to?
Yes, so we asked about that in terms of what opportunities it has opened up. And, you know, we found that nearly 10% have already moved since COVID-19 because of the opportunities that are given with remote working. So about 10%. And the top regions that they've moved to are the West, Galway, Mayo and Roscommon, the Mid-East and the South-West, Cork and Kerry, and the over nearly two-thirds actually moved from Dublin.
Professor Alma McCarthy at NUI Galway, thank you for talking with us this morning.